Good health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And it's Monday morning. You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here live on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm your host, Nicholas Ingle, and I'm joined in studio, Doc, I have to say it, one of my favorite guests, Dr. Michael Aronson, healthcare practitioner specializing as a dentist. We're chatting all things halitosis, so bad breath. And I know that there's a lot more to this than we think. It's not just morning breath, and it's something that we definitely need to have a look at. Let us have your questions for the doc on 061-895-1019. That's our studio WhatsApp number.
Good morning. How are you? This is Dr. Michael Aronson, and I'm here to help you and talk to you about dental health. I'm waiting for your questions.
Absolutely. And Doc, I'm very, very upset that I'm not in the studio. Even though I'm down in a very rainy and wet Cape Town, I'd rather be in studio because I know we always have such a fantastic chat, and it's always wonderful to get your insight, your explanations, and your views. So let's look at halitosis. First off, what is halitosis?
Unlike most people's idea, halitosis is a gas that is formed in your mouth caused by bacteria which are not removed in total. And if your mouth is not clean, you will have bad breath. It's as simple as that.
Right. And so is it similar to sort of morning breath, or is there a little bit more to it?
There is a lot to it, and there's a lot of misconception because people think that the foods you eat cause bad breath. Mm. And that is it's the main reason for bad breath, and this is absolute, is bacteria that are left in your mouth, particularly on your tongue, which is a very, very a place where you can't really clean. And these bacteria feed on the food debris and give off a thing called a gas called sodium sulfate. And this sulfur, hydrogen sulfur, and all these other sulfur products have an incredibly bad smell. I don't know if you can remember the smell of a rotten egg. And a rotten egg is caused by bacteria in the rotten egg, and they give off this hydrogen sulfide, which has a most unpleasant smell. Just remember the smell of a rotten egg. Okay, and that's what we have to try and control.
Absolutely. Before we go into sort of how common halitosis is, and, you know, do people even realize that they have it? I think for those who do realize that they have it, it can be quite a devastating thing, because, you know, we communicate with our voice, with talking to people, if people aren't wanting to come near to us. So what have you seen in your experience the effects of halitosis on people socially, and how common is it?
Firstly, I can tell you it's over 50% of the population, and only 5 to 10% of people know they have it. Usually they have to be told by somebody, because you can't smell your own breath, and that is the problem.
Right.
Okay.
So, geez, that was actually one of my questions for a little bit later in the show. You know, how do we smell our own breath? What do we do to know if we've got it? So is the only way to tell if, you know, other people are telling us?
Yes, that is a fact. It's unfortunate that a lot of people are walking around quite happily without knowing they have this halitosis, and it causes quite a few problems, because people don't like to talk about it, and it's kind of like a non-event. And so when they do discover it, it's quite an emotional thing. And in America, they spend over $1 billion a year on products which do not help at all. All these mouthwashes, toothpaste, goggles, whatever you try, they really don't help. Only in the last 25 years have we actually scientifically worked out how to treat and have a fresh breath, which people...
Right.
Yeah.
So, Doc, it's such an interesting point that you make there, because I remember growing up where there were certain sweets that were commercially available. You could buy them, in the sweet aisle, and they had all of these different brands and all of these different sort of promises, whether you were eating onions or steak or drinking alcohol, that it would cure your breath. And it really didn't make much of a difference from what I remember. I'm just going to go now to have the look at our live reads. We're going to start our first ad break, Doc. And when we come back, I want to delve into this a little bit more. How do we fix this?
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm chatting with Dr. Michael Aronson, healthcare practitioner specializing as a dentist. And our mouths are such a vital part of our bodies. It's effectively the gateway, Doc. What we put in is what we get out. So let's chat about these. Just before we went to ad break, we were touching on sort of the mouthwashes, the sucking sweets, all of these things that claim to fix our breath. They don't work.
Unfortunately, not maybe only temporarily, but the main thing is the problem is the sulfur products, and they can only be treated and broken down by a product called stabilized chlorine dioxide. Now, stabilized chlorine dioxide has become available, and it works, and it breaks it down, and it removes the smell. And up to 5 or 6 hours afterwards, you are as happy as and smelling like roses. That's the story.
Roses and daisy breath, yeah, Doc. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Is this something that then removes the smell permanently, or is this something that needs to be taken on an ongoing basis?
No, it has to be done on an ongoing basis. Firstly, you need very good oral health, which can always be shown to you by your dental practitioner or oral hygienist. And once you've got that and use this product, we have a machine called an halometer, which actually can measure the amount of sulfur in your breath, and by that we can then adjust it and use the products. And it's a combination of a mouthwash, toothpaste, and technique of cleaning your mouth, which we show you.
Right. Okay. So I think, Doc, just on that point, not only with regards to halitosis or bad breath, let's just touch on again how vital is good oral health to our overall health.
It's the gateway to your body, and that's whatever goes through your mouth goes through your body, and you've got billions of bacteria in your mouth. So the more you keep it clean and healthy, the healthier you are. And that's the main thing.
Right.
And also the life of your teeth, because those same bacteria cause the breakdown of your teeth. And fortunately, we're in a period that 50 years ago, maybe 50% of all adults had no teeth and had to wear dentures. Today, we have much more sophisticated systems and treatments, so that a lot of people in their 80s have still got all their teeth and are comfortable.
And if not, then the teeth, they can also have the capping work done. I think we touched
That's all the techniques that are available today, so that one can feel good and function well.
And that's it. It's functioning well. It's putting almost like armor on your teeth and going back to how you looked as a teenager in your 20s.
Not quite, but close.
Funny, for the teeth, though, not the rest of the face. Yeah.
Funny enough, the teeth are the hardest things in your body, and it's only yourself that destroys them. Okay.
100%. I love that. It's only us who breaks down our teeth.
Yeah.
That's absolutely phenomenal. You know, there are certain people that I know over the years that have been described as the softest thing about them are their teeth.
Correct.
So there we
correct,
go.
Correct. Absolutely.
If can halitosis be an indicator of a potential underlying health risk or threat that we may not be aware of?
It can be, but the main thing is it's a condition that is in your mouth, and there are other diseases that can cause an odor, but those are rare. They really are. So keep your mouth fresh and clean, and you will have a happy, happy life.
Fantastic. In terms of foods that may aggravate halitosis, what should be avoided?
Well, they're the classic ones of obviously garlic and onions. You know, they give off an odor, but that is just transient. It doesn't cause a long-term halitosis or anything like that. Okay, and obviously, if you've got, God forbid, some horrible diseases somewhere in your gastrointestinal tract or, you know, that can cause some sort of smell, but nothing like halitosis.
Nothing like halitosis. So halitosis is primarily in the mouth, and that's really the area
and
where we
not,
need to
look and it's
at.
Not in your stomach. It's in your mouth, and if your mouth is clean, get rid of the bacteria, and you're fine. We have a series of products that we have that contain this stabilized chlorine dioxide, their toothpaste, their mouthwashes, and all that. And if they use properly, it does the job.
Okay, fantastic. If we touch on, you know, there's so many bacteria in the mouth, what is the role of the bacteria in the mouth? Is there good bacteria and bad bacteria, or is it all something we should be worried about?
The bacteria don't do any good for you at all. That's it. Okay, that's the
idea. 100%.
All right. Okay, so that's basically it.
All right, let's go to another ad break, Doc. And when we come back, I want to touch on maybe with the best way to broach with someone in your experience about their bad breath. Attention, small business owners. Boost your brand with an unbeatable advertising deal on 101.9 Chai FM. Get 5 ads per day for 5 days for just 5,000 Rand. This stimulus campaign is perfect for businesses looking to make a splash. Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to reach your audience and grow your business. Interested? Email info@chaifm.com or text 061-895-1019 today.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Disc a Million Comforts campaign celebrates 10 years of keeping girls in school thanks to your amazing support. Help us care for more girls this year. Simply purchase sanitary pads from participating brands and place them in the Million Comforts bins in store or donate online, and these brands will match your donation. You have until 17 August to make a difference in a girl child's life. Schoolgirls should never miss a period just because they're having one. The Dis-Chem Foundation, caring for the community.
Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
We've come a long way together. hundreds of thousands listening in over 80 countries, sharing the same goals as you, the same vision, the same values. Thank you for staying with us. Here's to you. Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Engel, and I'm joined by Dr. Michael Aronson, health care practitioner specializing as a dentist. Just before we went to the ad break, we were touching on the bacteria in the mouth. You know, does it do any good, or is it just there to cause us some stress, or maybe, doctor, make sure that we are looking after our oral health? I wanted to find out, is there a connection between the mouth and the gut in terms of the bacteria, the gut biome, and so on?
Well, don't forget, we've got a lot of enzymes and things in our mouth which protect us, and also in the gut you have acids and things like that neutralize everything. So it's in the mouth where the problem comes in. Okay. And
right.
there are a whole wonderful new myriad of health products and techniques that you can use to keep your mouth clean. And that's it. You should get the advice from a professional, which is important.
Right. So we could be going up to our pharmacist and going, hi.
And if he's wearing
sorry, go ahead, Doc.
If he's wearing a mask, take the hint.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I think just, you know, to having someone that you, in your life that you can trust, or seeking medical advice, is it something that dentists would usually tell patients? You think, like, listen, I'm picking up there's a bit of a problem here with your breath. I suspect these are some of the problems, and let's look at addressing that.
Usually the problem comes from the patient somebody has mentioned to them that they have bad breath. It can cause problems, obviously, but then they come and ask right. you, because you're wearing a mask all the time, so you can't smell it, and that's the problem.
Ah, okay.
Okay,
got it. So that is something that you should be asking about as well. How often should we be getting our teeth checked, our oral health checked by a dentist, by a medical professional?
Best is biannually, but the least is at least once a year. But it's always something going on. And they can do that final polish or checkup. It's like trying to drive around with your car without having it clean for a year. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Not good. I know in Dubai you would be fined, because there you're not allowed to have a dirty car. So perhaps that's something we should be getting fined for.
That's it.
If we're not looking after our oral health. We've touched on sort of foods like onions and garlic and some other things that aggravate or can enhance the halitosis. Is there any connection between sort of food allergies and halitosis and our breath?
I don't think so. But one thing I didn't mention, which I should mention, is smoking, obviously. Smoking is obviously not good for your health, but it's also not good for your oral health, because it dries your mouth as well. And don't forget, and your saliva has all these enzymes which are antibacterial. So if you sleep at night when your mouth is dry, obviously the bacteria have a field day. Okay.
Right. And is that sort of something that's leading to morning breath?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
What if we look at stress? Is there a correlation between stress? Because sometimes stress can cause dry mouth. I know living in Johannesburg with our fantastic air quality, so many of us end up waking up in the morning with our mouths open, you know, because our noses are blocked. And these are some of the challenges that we face. Is there a correlation? Have you seen that with stress or excessive stress and dry mouth?
Well, I don't know about stress, but definitely with your mouth open when you're breathing and your saliva is not working and then you've got dry mouth in the morning. Yes, definitely. That's why it's so important when you get up after your breath, not after breakfast, not before breakfast, because you dirty your mouth,
yes,
but you then do a good oral hygiene regimen, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's such a great point. Should we be doing a light brush of our mouth first thing in the morning, eating breakfast, having our coffee, and then doing a proper clean?
No, that's just do the proper clean after the...
Afterwards.
The same,
okay,
as you don't go play in the dirt and have a shower beforehand, you do it afterwards.
We're not showering before gym, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's such an important point as well. And then, you know, how often during the day, if we can, should we be brushing our teeth?
Well, I believe in brushing your teeth every time you have a meal. That's
okay.
Brushing, flossing, right, and making sure your mouth is clean.
And mouth is clean.
You know,
okay.
You don't
whether it's an apple or lunch.
No, apple is in between, makes no difference. It's okay.
Okay, right. Okay. So it's an actual meal that we need to be looking at.
Yeah.
Right. Going back just again to halitosis, is this something that we are potentially born with, or is it something that anyone can develop?
Anyone can develop, but I don't think you're born with born with a nice fresh mouth because you haven't got any teeth in it.
Yeah. This is true. Very, very good point, Doc. You know, just with regards to that, going back to the treatment, because we're not wanting to make people nervous here on the show. Mm. And if you do have questions for the doc, let us have them on 061-895-1019, and we'll get Dr. Michael Aronson to answer them. With regards to the actual treatment, you said sort of it's something that's ongoing, but that, excuse me, is that 100% fix?
It's 100% fix, and it works. But it is ongoing, because if you stop brushing your teeth or stop looking after yourself, stop washing, stop bathing, you're always going to smell. That's it.
100%. I think that's such an important point, Doc, because so many of us potentially focus on the exterior, the washing. Mm. You've got different face washes, different toners, moisturizers, you know, shampoo, conditioner, but we're not giving the same love and attention to our mouth. And I don't think there are many people out there that spend as much time washing their mouth as opposed to, or cleaning their mouth, as opposed to cleaning their bodies.
That's for sure. Sure, but you can't believe how important it is. And
yes,
that's it. And so, also, you need to visit your dentist regularly, because they will help you along the way with that. But of course, not all dentists treat bad breath at all. It's a quite a new treatment, and so you have to find the right one. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to find the right dent, and as you said, there has to be a What would you suggest the patient asks their dentist? Does it have to be something to deal with sulfur? What would the questions be for finding out?
Well, the best way is to have this test with a halometer. It measures your sulfur content in your breath, and it's very easy to do. It's not invasive, and once you know your number, you'll be okay.
Okay. So then there's sort of a level that you're going for, and then over that level, that's when there is health, that's when the treatment is recommended.
Yes, that's right.
All right. If so, if someone really doesn't have anyone to talk to about their breath or to ask, they're not feeling comfortable, they can come to the dentist and just say, "Hi, could you just check?" And they use the halometer, and that's the simplest way to do it.
Definitely.
Yeah, as you said, 5%. If I'm stand correct, of South Africans know that they have it, but 50% have it. So is this something that we should all be doing, just getting the halometer test to make sure?
It wouldn't be a bad idea, really. It really does.
Right.
It's very effective. And then you once you're on the correct path, your troubles are over, and that's it.
With regards to actual having the halitosis, improving the connection with our oral health care and so on, what is this something that you've seen in your experience in potentially improve people's general health?
Yes, definitely. Once you're looking after yourself, you are okay, because it's all the same regimen. You know, watch what you eat and keep yourself clean. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to eat sugar all day, sweets and things, obviously you're going to get these bacteria. Their favorite thing is sugar, obviously.
Right.
And there's sugar in many forms. And that's it. Okay.
I think the challenge with the sugar as well is that, as you said, it's in so much stuff that we don't even know about. And sort of, I love this point of view of our discussion, because it's, if you're making sure you're looking after your mouth and that you're giving your mouth what it needs and not giving it what it doesn't need, that's a very good supporter of your overall, of your general health.
No question about it. I mean, you have no idea how bad, how many people have low diabetes or even high diabetes and unaware of it. And this is all caused by too much sugar.
Sugar, okay.
Yeah, sugar.
And if that's then affecting our oral health, it's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. I know that there was an indicator, or I remember reading an article by US-based coach Dan John, and he was talking about the value of brushing our teeth regularly, looking after our oral health with relations to our cardiac health.
Yes.
And there's a correlation there. Could we chat a little bit about that?
Well, as I said, the mouth is the window of the rest of your body. So it's the only thing that you can easily have a look at without being invasive, obviously. So if your mouth is healthy, it's a good indication of the rest of yourself, rest of your body being healthy.
Okay. What would you like to say to people out there that perhaps aren't having the relationship with their dentist to the level that they should? What I mean by this question, and where I wanted to go with this, is, you know, as you said, the mouth is non-invasive, but it's the gateway, and I think it can be an indicator to many problems as well as a foundation of good health. What should people not really be focusing on in terms of building that relationship with their dentist, with their healthcare practitioner, in terms of their oral health?
Well, as I say, if you go regularly, a lot of other conditions are picked up because they are there in your mouth, and that you can see evidence of this. So just make sure that your mouth and your condition and your knowledge of what's going on in your mouth is regularly updated. That's all. And then you'll be much better off.
You know, I think when I was growing up, the dentist was a very scary place to go. There were going to be injections, there were going to be drilling, and all of these terrifying things. Doc, can you just sort of bring us up to speed, perhaps for older folks like me, you know, sort of in my mid-50s, and, you know, I suppose you're looking at me going, youngster. but just in terms of how has dental care evolved in terms of the practices that dentists have, and how much less pain is it going to a dentist?
You have no idea how it's progressed. And the actual training, and obviously the psychology of dentists, depending on the person who you see, is huge and can make all the difference. And then the techniques that we have today are so much better. And obviously, because your oral hygiene is much more aware, and people don't end up with the most catastrophic mouths that we used to have.
Yeah, right. Sure, that's such a great point. And I want to touch on it a little bit more when we're back, because I think it's a great way to start wrapping up the show. Just talking about really the, you know, how we need to shift our mindset, perhaps as the older members of society, about dentists and dental health. But we'll touch on that as soon as we are back from our ad breaks.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm chatting with Dr. Michael Aronson, who is a healthcare practitioner specializing as a dentist. Now, so Doc, given what we've spoken about, and this is something I'd like to touch on, is, you know, it's the gateway to our health. It's the gateway to our body. It's a way that we can check our health, look what's going on inside without being invasive. In an ideal world for yourself, what would you love to see in terms of people taking care of their oral health?
Well, it's obvious. You come to go and see your dentist. Hopefully he's up to date, and he will actually then be able to do a full checkup. And there are the most amazing machines today, which you can use to do all the measurements and everything. And if he sees a problem, he can actually refer you to somebody else, because he has that knowledge. And that's the important thing, I think. Just keep going. The same as you should have a checkup with your physician from time to time. Don't just wait until you have something, you know, more serious.
Absolutely. I love that. Don't wait until you have something more serious. And in particular, if you are visiting your dentist, as you should be, every 6 months, every half year, then you've got an opportunity to potentially catch things a lot sooner before they become more serious.
That's right. So that's
it. Doc, you know, with regards to, and I think, and just something that I'd like to stress on this, and I think I know what your answer is going to be, but I'd also love your input. We all stress about our health and our well-being, and good health, as it says in the Dis-Chem ad, is, you know, is wealth, and it's the crown worn by the healthy is the envy of those who are not well. Looking after our oral health is such a simple and easy way. It's a habit of making sure that we are at least protecting that our health and that entry point, guarding the bridge or the entrance to our bodies.
Yes, definitely. And that's so you just need to have the correct approach, have all the right equipment, and you can do a absolutely sterling job. And we have all this equipment in our practice at Radine, and that's it. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Just find the right person and you will be okay.
On that point, if someone hasn't yet worked with a dentist, hasn't got someone in their lives that they're looking, you know, that's looking after their oral health and hasn't built that relationship yet. I think back just a personal thing. I used to love going to the dentist. I used to go to a gentleman in Cape Town at Sea Point Medical Center, Dr. Mervyn Joffe, and he was always telling me, bite me harder, harder. And he had big
He was playing with you and making you comfortable. That was the most important thing. Make you comfortable. That's all. Don't scare you.
And it was fun. That's no scary and a lot of fun. Mm. And it was always a very pleasant experience. Exactly. And I think that's what's led to me not worrying about going to dentists. Yeah. So I think What should someone be asking a potential dentist about their experience, their practice, their equipment before they make an appointment? Someone's looking for someone to look after their oral health. Yep. What questions should the public be asking?
It's quite difficult. Usually it's done by recommendation, obviously. And, you know, the worst thing you can ever do is to arrive at a dentist with a with an abscess or a major problem and then... You're going downhill from there. Okay. And that's the problem. So try and prevent any major incident, anything like that. Look after yourself and you will be fine.
Yeah. So value your health and don't give away your good health. And just look after it as much as you can, as quickly as you can. Doc, I know we've covered it quite a few times, but I think just as we start to wrap up the show, you know, that halitosis can affect anyone. It's sulfur that's in the mouth, on the tongue, which we can't clean. We need specific products. Only 5% of South Africans know that they have it. But for what should we be doing in terms of a good oral daily routine? What do we need to be doing every time we brush our teeth? How would you work through that?
Sorry.
What would your
daily
advice be?
Your daily routine, as I said, if you get up in the morning, you've had your teeth brushed well after your supper and your last meal, and then when you wake up in the morning, you do what you have to do, and then you have your breakfast. I'm a big believer in breakfast, by the way. It's the most important meal of the day, without a doubt. And make sure you don't have too much sugar in it, and then get down and have a good oral session in your bathroom. Brush your teeth. If you have an oral irrigator, which is an amazing new product, and everybody should have one, it's even better because it cleans your teeth even better. And you can floss your teeth and everything else and make sure that it's spotlessly clean, and off you go. And have a good day.
Fantastic. Clean your mouth as if you were going to clean your car when you went to do your driving exam. I think that's, you wouldn't go on a driving exam. Well, clean your mouth as if you were going on your first date. So just tell us, what is the oral hydrator or this new device?
It's sometimes called a water pick. What it does is it's very easy to use, and it shoots a jet of water along your gum line in between your teeth and removes all the debris. And it's actually amazing how it works. And
it's very similar to what the oral hygienist would use at the beginning of the session.
Very, very. You're doing your own job. It saves a lot of money in the end of the day.
Yeah. 100%. So, Doc, would you then use that machine and then brush and then floss?
No. You use it at the last thing. You brush.
As the last
whether thing. You use you should always use a soft brusher so that you don't cause too much abrasion on your teeth, and use a good toothpaste with fluoride. And then when you finish your whole oral hygiene, you just run it through with a water pick or an oral flosser.
Okay. And that gives it. How long should we be taking cleaning our teeth?
Oh, about
10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Three to 4 minutes, I would say. But... It varies depending on your expertise.
100%. I mean, is that something that you should discuss with your dentist?
Perhaps yes, of course. You need everybody at some stage needs a session on how to look after your teeth, to brush your teeth and to clean your teeth and everything else. And once you know that, then you can go ahead. The biggest thing, as I say, is having a good session on how to look after your teeth.
Your teeth.
Okay.
And I hope we've been able to cover a little bit of this in our chat. And what I wanted to ask you as well is, just as we wrap up, is there any other advice you would like to give to our listeners, to our community in terms of healthcare, just as we finish up the show?
Okay, just be careful. Just look after your teeth. Don't be nervous. Get it done. And always, as I said, your mouth is your gateway to the rest of your body. And if it's clean, you are going to be healthy. really.
Fantastic. Thank you. So, Doc, thank you so much. Let's go to ads.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You've been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show. We've been chatting all things, I think, halitosis, bad breath, and oral health with Dr. Michael Aronson. Doc, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful to have you in the studio again.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we look forward to having you back soon, and we look forward to chatting with you soon again next week. Remember, I suppose the biggest value of having your teeth cleaned is being in the room at the same time that they're being cleaned. Look after your teeth. We don't get a third set as we age, and it's such an important connection to our overall health and well-being. My name is Nicholas Ingle. Big thank you to Sina Pabetsi, our producer, for putting, again, another fantastic guest on the show, and our man, Craig Guthrie, for pushing the buttons and keeping things running smoothly. Thank you for joining us on today's Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. I'll chat with you next week.